Aftershocks by Andrew James. Part 2. Epicenter. The central point of something, typically a difficult or unpleasant situation. Chapter 6. An Apology. I always thought of a muse as something passionate and inspiring. I've learned in the past years of my life that a muse can be quite the opposite. A muse can, in fact, be a terrible thing. The awful and compelling drive that empowers one to tell a story such as this is at once cathartic and, at the same time, a drive of necessity, as one battles with the past and present brought together by dramatic need. In that way, the telling of the story forces the writer to travel a path within their memory, a path they've traveled once long before, once long ago. And in that way, each footstep is predetermined, each twist or turn of the path is already known to the traveler. This path is slowly walked, even as another path in the present lays before them. I am on two such paths. This journey hints at redemption, but beneath it tells of a deep sorrow and suffering as it attempts to unmake the situation around me. I am reminded of the utter immutability of the past. It is driven mercilessly forward towards closure, as if at the hands of an unforgiving slave master, always whipping me ceaselessly towards the end. There is little encouragement in the pain inflicted through this process. There is only the fear falsely gifted by hope for an ending, where all that pain and suffering will stop, somewhere I can finally rest. In this, my hope is pure and honest. There is a possibility, therefore, of redemption in these pages, though what redemption I can dream of now seems lost to me. Maybe, as the story unfolds, I will find a life before me worth living. Today I cling to what is left, the tattered remains, the flotsam and detritus, floating in the swiftly moving, inevitable current of my life. Each day, pressing on at an inexorable pace, moving towards that final moment. In these pages, I remember, even as I live.